In 2 Kings chapter 5, you have a story of a little Hebrew girl who was taken from her home by an invading Syrian army. And that poor little girl was probably taken kicking and screaming from her family home all the way back to Syria. And there she ended up becoming a servant girl to the wife of Naaman. And she waited upon that lady who was married to Naaman, the captain of the king of Syria's army. He was a very important man. And we don't know her name, do we? She was a Jewish Hebrew girl who would have had a Jewish Hebrew Bible name. Let me see, is anyone here today that has a Hebrew Bible name? Well, Hannah, that's a Bible name. Eunice is a Bible name. Susan or Susanna, that's a Hebrew Bible name, so maybe she was that. Or Beulah, that's another Hebrew Bible name. But we don't know the name of this little girl. But one day she heard her lady that she served talking and very burdened because Naaman, the captain of the host, had leprosy. Now, leprosy probably starts as a skin disease, and the hand or whatever part of the body is covered with leprosy turns to white, as white as snow, and it grows and grows and it becomes more visible and everybody gets to know. And lepers are usually have to be cast out, isolated, put away from society. And Naaman, therefore, could no longer serve the king. He could no longer be the head of the army, and that was very sad. Now, the little Hebrew girl had an idea. And she said to her mistress, "There is a prophet in Israel, and I wish that Naaman could go to him, because maybe he could be healed." Well, when that story got back to the king of Syria, he was all about getting Naaman down to Israel to be healed. And so he wrote a letter to the king of Israel. But he made a mistake. He wrote in the letter, "I want you to heal Naaman." And so when Naaman went all the way down to Israel and he stood before the king and he handed in the letter, and the king of Syria was pretty smart, he sent big rewards. He sent silver and gold and clothing. And it was a wonderful, rich reward, whoever was going to heal Naaman. And the king of Israel was very impressed until he read the letter. And when he read the letter, he said, "What? Who do you think I am that I could heal a leper? What is this? Is he trying to embarrass me?" And so the king of Israel was really mad. And he went as if he was casting off his clothes, and he flew into a high fevered fury to demonstrate his rage. Well, hope came to the situation whenever Elisha appeared, the prophet that the little girl had been talking about. And he said to the king, "Send Naaman over to my house and I will heal him." And the Bible says that Naaman went over there and arrived at Elisha's house with his horses and chariots. It must have been like royalty had arrived. He was such an important man. And Naaman, he expected that there would be a very, very fast reception, but the door never opened. And Elisha did not come out. And Naaman was wondering what's going on. And then finally, a servant came out with a message. And the message to Naaman was, go down to Jordan and wash 7 times in the waters of Jordan, and you will be healed from your leprosy. And now Naaman was mad. What is this? Jordan, that despicable little river? And we have grander rivers in Syria. I could go and be washed in them. And so now Naaman was angry. But some of his people talked to Naaman and said, if the prophet had asked you to do a great thing, would you have done it? He said, yes, I would. I want to be healed. Well, then why not do the little thing that the prophet is asking? And so he persuaded upon Naaman to go down to the river Jordan and to wash 7 times. And that's what he did. And when he came up out of the water the 7th time, the leprosy was gone. And his skin, well, it was like the skin of a little child. It probably felt like the skin of Titus. You know how soft and smooth it is, because a miracle had taken place, and this captain of the Syrian army was healed from his disease of leprosy. Now, leprosy is a terrible disease. It is like sin that gets into our lives and ruins us. Sin, like leprosy, drives us away from people and drives us away from God. And we end up with troubled hearts and fearful about the future, that we're going to live without God and live without God in eternity. That's what sin does to us. But thankfully, God has a wonderful answer for the problem of sin. But the problem is that most people don't like the answer. They think that God has to be doing some big, dramatic, honorable thing rather than this seeming despicable way of going to the cross, going to where Jesus died to take away the curse of sin. And most people think of the cross as foolish and as unreasonable, and it's below their dignity, and so they don't want God's remedy for sin. And so I would say to you today, if God had asked you to do some great thing, would you have done it that you might be saved and get to heaven? If you were to join a church or to go to a cathedral or listen to a priest or pay money, would you do that to be rid of your sin? Oh, yes. Well, then why not come to the cross of Calvary and be washed in the blood of Jesus, that you might be saved from your sins? Don't be like Naaman, who got upset and angry because he was asked to do the little thing, but rather take great delight that God has a wonderful plan to take away the sin out of your heart. And come today trusting in what Jesus did on the cross for you. Be like King David. After he sinned, he prayed, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. And when you pray that prayer, then you are saved, and saved forevermore. I hope that you will do that today. I want to welcome again everyone to our service.